Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever wondered why it's happening again?
Welcome to Mind Shifters Radio with your co-host, the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice, and his wife, Jeannie. Michael and Jeannie share with you the wisdom of the ancient Aramaic internal process of forgiveness. They offer tools and support 5 days a week. They will support you in building a solid foundation within yourself to live in pure love, in Aramaic, Rachma. Michael is the author of Why Is This Happening to Me Again? For more information on Michael and Jeannie, please visit www.whyagain.com. And now your co-host, the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael and Jeannie Rice.
To the brightness within you and the truth that is rooted within me.
Hi, and welcome to Mind Shifters Radio with the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice. I'm your co-host, Jeannie Rice. We also have Dr. Tim Hayes with us, and we welcome you to the show. Today is Tuesday, September the 30th, 2014, and our call-in number is 646-200-4169. Press 1, and that puts you in queue to talk to us. And we would love to hear your comments and your questions, because that makes this your show. Welcome, Michael.
Thank you, dear heart. It's an honor, and we're delighted to have everybody join us who chooses to join us every day. We're into a little cooler and cloudier day in Chicago today, and Jeannie and I are now on the road. We're actually just in the town of Downers Grove outside of Chicago. We left Woodstock earlier this morning, and we're on our way to Higgins Lake. So we are on the road, and delighted you've chosen to join us. And today my thought was to chat a little bit about the law of resonance. We've talked about this principle before around the work and how important it is to understand this law, this energetic movement that happens when energy systems have matching energies. And so everybody remembers the day in physics class in high school when we were introduced to tuning forks, and you took a tuning fork and you hit it on the desk, and you put it in front of a second tuning fork that was the same frequency. You had a middle C in one hand, and you put it in front of the second middle C that was standing perfectly still. And the second tuning fork that was standing still all of a sudden started to move. It's like, wow, how did that happen? Nobody touched it. Nobody did anything to it. Well, actually, nobody in the material realm, nobody appeared to do anything to it. But as with all action in the world, mental, physical, emotional, relationship, financial, business, earth, whatever it is, somebody did something to it, and that was energetically. So something energetic happened. An invisible force emanated from the first tuning fork, and when it met the matching frequency in the second tuning fork started to move. That's precisely the principle that controls the movement of the human mind, of thought, of feeling, of everything you experience. Now, there's something about non-human systems like those two tuning forks. It causes motion to happen, but there's a different thing that happens in human systems, in living systems. You know, another example is I have two pianos in a room. Each piano has hundreds of strings in it. And I go over to one piano and I hit middle C on that piano. And I open the cover on the second piano, and lo and behold, of all the hundreds of strings in that piano, only the strings associated with middle C are moving. How amazing is that? Why is that? Did something run out of the first piano and run into the second piano and hit those strings? Well, in fact, yes. A frequency, an energy, invisible to our eye, invisible to our senses, moved the strings in the second piano. Now, that's an inanimate object, an inanimate system. But when you go to animate systems, I mean, precisely the same principle operates everywhere. You've got somebody you look at, you say, I love you, I cherish you, I will love you forever. And then that person gives you the look. And that look resonates or moves something in you. And all of a sudden, cancel the thought, you say, don't touch me, don't come near me, I never want to see you again. What moved? What happened? Nothing visible occurred. Ah, but the look was a frequency. And it set up a resonance in brain cells. And something in brain cells moved. Now, the thing about resonance in animate systems, in human and living systems, is this law of resonance creates not only motion, but motion toward. In other words, if you hold a thought in your mind, you know, why is it that I live in a world where I always get picked on, Quincy, moving from a tuning fork? And if there's anybody in Dodge that knows how to pick on you, guess who's coming to dinner? Guess who's going to gravitate or move toward you? And guess what's going to move in them in your presence? The same way as the second middle C tuning fork starts to move in response to the frequency leaving the first, one person responds to another according to the frequency leaving that first person. Now, of course, does that mean the first person is responsible for what's happening within the second person, or the movement, or the motion, or the action that they do? No, not in any way, shape, or form is person one, or tuning fork one, responsible for what moves in tuning fork two. The fact that if you hold, again, I always get abused in relationships, and that's the high energy wave that leaves your mind, a person shows up who knows exactly how to abuse you, exactly the way you need to be abused in order to have the opportunity to learn to forgive that frequency in you, that person is going to be drawn to you, and their capacity to abuse will move in them and tend to express, to move toward you. It's called the law of resonance. Case where that happens, the person who is doing the abuse is responsible for the output of their own tuning fork, the output of their own mind, and the fact that they are an abuser. And that's the perfect situation that gives them a chance to heal that part of their minds. The person who's the repeated recipient of abuse, each time they're abused, if they'll stop living in denial, if they'll stop saying, you really make me mad when you abuse me, if they'll stop and breathe and recognize that they've set up the frequency that moved the energy. This happens so much in relationships. So often people repeatedly traumatize each other because they've got matching bags of garbage. In fact, the world calls relationships based in matching bags of garbage love relationships. People are drawn together, literally resonate, move toward each other, are attracted to each other through this law of resonance. And too often their attraction is based in their bags of garbage that match. So as you understand this law of resonance, you realize that instead of unconscious movement toward, you know, the middle C tuning fork, when it hits the desk, sets up a frequency. It resonates the same frequency in the second tuning fork, middle C. The second middle C tuning fork can't say, you know what? I'm going to do something different. I'm going to play a middle A note now. Middle C tuning fork can only play a middle C tuning fork. There's a great story about the scorpion and the bullfrog, and they're on one side of the river, and the scorpion says to the bullfrog, I need to get to the other side of the river. I need to get to the other side of the river. And the bullfrog said, do I look crazy? You're a scorpion. You'll sting me. And the scorpion says, well, that would be ridiculous, because when you drowned, if I stung you, I would drown too, because I'd be riding on your back. I just need to get to the other side of the river. Please take me across. And the bullfrog says, okay, that makes sense. So get on my back. Let's go. And they get to the middle of the river, and sure enough, the scorpion stings, and then the bullfrog is going down and says, "Why did you do that?" And the scorpion said, "I'm a scorpion." It's interesting how many people will not develop new skills to allow them to do something different. I love the story that one of Tim's mentors tells about the fellow who's going out of town, and his friend is opening a new business, and he goes by just in time to see him putting up his new sign that says "Handmade Wooden Chairs." And he congratulates him on his new business and says, "Gee, I'm heading off, and I'm going to be on a business trip for 6 months, but when I come back, I'll come by and see you." So on the way back into town 6 months later, he comes by just in time to see the fellow taking down his sign for his handmade wooden furniture business. And he's putting up a sign for handmade wooden, or pardon me, he's taking down the sign for his handmade wooden chair business and putting up a sign for a handmade wooden furniture business. He said, "Well, how come you changed? I thought you were making chairs out of wood." I said, "Well, I discovered I just wasn't very good at working with wood." This place says, "Well, how come you're going into a handmade wooden furniture business?" "Well, I just thought I'd try and see if it would be different." It's amazing how many people refuse to learn and or refuse to use new skills when they have them. Yes, the people in your life, your spouse, your children, your parents, your employer, your employee, the people around you, your neighbors, will tend to draw certain behaviors out of you. But you're not a scorpion. And you can learn new skills. And rather than following the initial inclination, if middle C shows up and that looks like abuse and you have abuse in you and your middle C moves, you can change that. You can literally take that as the opportunity to heal your inclination to abuse, to speak in a nasty tone of voice, to be derogatory to somebody, to be resistant. You can change that inclination because as an awake human energy system, instead of simply being moved by unconscious energies, you can choose to move toward that which resonates you with a purpose other than the unconscious motivation that comes through pure resonance. You can do it differently. You can choose to heal and recreate the whole circumstance and situation as you recognize your ability to change your mind. You are not locked into any particular form of behavior or thought if you choose to awaken. So you can heal. Tool there is, if someone can give you the look and bring up sadness, fear, rage, guilt, intimidation in you, you can forgive that. If you apply the tool of forgiveness with that tool, you will remove that very inclination. And rather than just playing out of the replicant mind, rather than just playing through the unconscious motivation of that resonance, you can change your mind. Rather than the replicant mind that simply replays past traumas and tragedies over and over, replays past resistances and dramas, rather than functioning out of the old stored frequencies, these human systems, if they choose to develop their ability to choose, can do something different. Of course, it takes retraining. Whenever one has been trained in a certain way, for instance, in war, because training is in fear and hostility, there'll tend to be a replication of outcomes. There'll tend to be people killing people, collateral damage, all the things that go with it. In prison, there will tend to be the same sorts of behaviors, you know, the replicate behavior. What happens? Somebody goes to prison, they get released from prison. What do? They replicate the behavior. They're in resonance, they're under stress, and their mind responds with the same old responses. But you can change the content of those brain cells, you can change the content of your tuning fork, and come forward with a totally different frequency. In relationship conflicts, those who function unconsciously every time a certain situation happens, bingo, old brain cells fire, I'm enraged at you, you're my abuser, look what you've done to me, now it's all your fault that I'm feeling this. Or one can say, wow, I've been through this 87 different times with 42 different people, and I think, gee, what would it be like if I actually changed the content of my tuning fork in relationships? What if instead of deciding, oh, here I am forced into feeling abused again, I were to say, huh, this interaction, this resonance brings up abuse in me. I think instead of living in denial, and remember our definition of denial is, if I think or speak a thought that indicates that I think you're the cause of what's happening inside of me, then I'm in denial. And when I'm in denial, I dissociate from the contents of my own mind and can no longer change it. 99.99999% of the world is living in denial. They talk about everybody else as though everybody else is the cause of what's going on in themselves, and therefore they are unable to change their minds. But you're not that. When you have the tools and you choose, of course, you got to choose to use the tools. People just tend to fall into the old pattern because it's been going on for so many generations. This is what moves in them. This is what takes over. And they insanely do the same stuff that's been going on for so long. And then they're surprised when they get the same result in their relationships. They're surprised when they go into their abuse pattern that someone responds to their abuse and doesn't just keep doing all the wonderful things that they've been doing and expecting from them. They're actually shocked. But if there's retraining and then people are actually willing to use the tools rather than to be stuck in whatever automatically resonates in them. Remember, the carbon-based memory system, the body's mind can only replicate what's in it. But you are not designed to be driven by that. You are not designed to be owned by that. If you are owned by that, if you are run by that, then you are the master bound by the servants in your own household. Your memory bank's just a memory bank. It's there to store information. If the information that it's stored is garbage, throw it away and stop obeying it. Stop functioning out of it. Stop pretending that your spouse, your children, your parents, your neighbor is the cause of what's going on inside of you, of what's moving inside of you. The reason something's moving inside of you is because it's inside of you. Stop your denial. Choose something different. The relationship conflicts, when they happen, are wondrous opportunities for each person involved to forgive, to change the content of their own mind. And remember that the word forgive means remove. It's the opportunity to remove what never belonged. Parental relationships tend to play out the same way. People who gossip, you know, a tuning fork resonates in them and gossip comes up and they just go right on into it. And, you know, they'll talk about anybody behind their back and it doesn't matter what they say, doesn't matter how true it is, doesn't matter whether they have personal knowledge or not. They'll speak as authorities on the subject like they know something about somebody else. We must learn to change these automatic inclinations that come from the replicant mind if we're going to actually live as humans. Yeah, it's interesting how much technology is reflecting the state of the human mind. And you look at the technology world, and in the computer world we have people who send out email blasts and there's things called autoresponders. And the autoresponder, every time it's called into action, you know, if it's called into action this way, it sends out this letter. If it's called into action that way, it sends out that letter. It's programmed to do what it's programmed to do. Today it does this, and 4 days later it follows up with this email, and 5 days later it follows up with this email, and 5 days later it sends a reminder to the person who owns the autoresponder to make a phone call. And it's all replicate. It just goes on and on and on. And it's amazing how many people say they hate the responses they have. They hate what they create in their lives, but they won't make any effort to change. Why? Because they can sit there and say, well, this is your fault. You deserve this. I'm only doing this because of what you did. Oh, excuse me. Whatever you're doing to someone else, you're only doing because it's in you to do it. Stop your denial. You're not a scorpion. Stop being a scorpion. Stop stinging. Because the only person that gets stung when you look like you're stinging another is yourself. You're the one who gets the original of that offensive energy. And that's why every time you go into that offensive energy, you go into pain. Notice, start to watch your life. You roll along, you're connected to love, things are doing pretty well, and your body's feeling pretty good. But notice, when someone resonates something that's painful in you, if you don't forgive, gee, just a few hours later, you're in pain. Oh, I'm hurting. But I don't have any idea why this is happening. Well, time to recognize that you have an autoresponder, and you can change the message that comes from it. Anger can become a loving response. Fear can become a courageous response. Automatic, pessimistic, negative responses can become creative, joyful responses instead. All conditioned replication can become renewed. You can turn your mind another way. The mind that's based in fear, observe your life. How often do you do this when something new shows up? If your mind is based in fear, you automatically go into a negative response about why it can't be done. The mind that's programmed through hostility automatically goes into an anger response about why it's too much of a burden or it's too much of an imposition or how hard it's going to be. Some kind of negativity, some reason not to do it, how long it will take, and how it's not my job. Excuse me, you're alive. What is life calling on you to do in this moment? Then go for it, and do it with great joy in your heart. If you do that, then you change everything. Because the mind fueled by love stays connected. It trusts these eternal forces that come from the Creator. And the energy and intelligence to do the task flows through them, uplifting and healing them, rather than coming from them. The person who has the hostility and fear response is cut off from the energy that would otherwise flow through them, and then the energy comes from them, and it exhausts them. Does your autoresponder send out when somebody gives you the look, gives you the voice, or frustrates one of your infantile demands? Won't do what you want them to do. What does your autoresponder do to your physiology? What does it do to your mind, to your creativity, and to your body? And it's all changeable. Of course, you've got to use the tools. There's a great line from Mahatma Gandhi. If you want potatoes, you've got to use the hoe. And so many people really don't want to be responsible and really don't want to change their own minds. And those people generally die horrible, painful deaths. And it's time for us to wake up, to live in this state of aliveness and allow everything that is love to flow from us, through us, to the world in response to whatever the world is sending. And as you do that, the whole game changes. So we're here for every person in earshot of this radio show and every person who will listen to it on the archives, learning the tool of forgiveness. If you're not familiar with that tool, we invite you to go to our website, which is www.whyagain.org. And if you click the bullseye, that bullseye will take you through a whole series of tools, step by step by step. Here's how you forgive. And there are at least, you know, one of the links there, there are at least a dozen radio shows that you can download free that will walk you through the whole forgiveness process. So that's what we're here to support. That's what we're here to do in the world. And Dr. Tim, how do you be today, sir?
I'm doing quite well, thank you.
Fabulous. Well, it was an awesome week with you. What's exciting?
Well, what's exciting was the intro. That's a very nice intro. It was fascinating, you know, over the time that I've been exposed to your work, to listen to how it develops, how you keep learning, how you keep presenting different analogies. And I heard a few of them this week, and you're expanding on them now in your intro. So that's lovely. I love the idea of the autoresponder. I know how they work, and I know how it works in my life. So, you know, I had a surprise yesterday. I was in the middle of a session, and my phone was on vibrate, and but it was face up on the desk, and I had sent a request to my landlord, and I just very politely, to my mind, I said, my text to my landlord said, I would like your permission to move a thermostat from one location to another. And I have somebody who's coming in to do some other work for me in cabling, and he's able to do it. And then I sent that off. And I'm in the middle of a session, and my phone lights up, and it caught my attention, and I saw the response from my landlord was, I do not want the thermostat moved. And I felt this real strong anger response. So I'm in the middle of a session, so I just turned the phone over so I couldn't see it, took a breath, and got back to the session. And every time throughout the day that I thought about that text, the anger response was there as strong as ever. Say that again?
I say the tuning fork moved, did it?
It absolutely resonated so strongly every time that I was anxious to have the space at the end of the day to do some worksheets on it. And
right.
It was a busy day, and I didn't get to do it until 8:30 or 9 o'clock or whatever time it was. And I did a couple worksheets on it, and I felt a little bit better, but I didn't feel, you know, like I'd gotten any great deep insight. One of them I felt blank at the end of it, and the second one I felt calmer at the end of it. And one of the key steps in that worksheet process is this putting my conscious awareness in that focus on the most loving thoughts I can. And I have the gifts of two wonderful sons in my life, and I can think about them and feel loving at just about any time. So I did that and focused on that. And I went to bed. I got up this morning and I thought about that text again, and the anger resonated again. So I got out some more worksheets and did a couple more. And I was just left with a very strong sense of gratitude for the presence of this tool in my life. And, you know, as I'm talking to you now, I realize there's probably some more worksheets for me to do to unravel that whole thing. But the issues that got stirred up went from he's not respecting me to he's got the tone of a bully to he's got, you know, he's living his life in fear. And, well, all right, so I have issues of not respecting others at some times, and I have issues of either being a bully or feeling like a victim to a bully, and I have issues of letting fear drive my behavior at times. And as I unravel those, it's easier and easier for me to read that text and feel calm. So I just have gratitude for the tool and for support like this show, where I can learn more about it, hear your intro, and get another angle on understanding that process. So that's what's up for me today as I drive back to the office.
Well, that's awesome, Tim. I just appreciate your willingness to share what you share of your process. It's fabulous. And I'm daily overwhelmed with the way that people take the tools
and put them to work. We just actually had lunch with someone, and they were sharing worksheets that they had done, and someone that's been doing the work for about 20 years and how it has changed their lives, and how they've retired, and that they're in their retirement was kind of like the most exciting thing in their lives, is to share the worksheet with people. And she was saying that she was just getting ready to go and meet with someone tomorrow who she's doing it specifically to introduce the worksheet. So it's pretty cool.
It is indeed.
Excuse me, say that again, Tim.
I just said it is indeed very cool.
Yes. Well, anything else to share at this moment? I'll be looking forward to hearing a report on the support group. You know, I actually considered early this morning, and we had promised the woman that we're going to visit with that we'd be over in Michigan yesterday, and then we stayed the night. We actually didn't leave until this morning, but when it came around this morning, I thought, you know, we could stay one more day and do the support group tonight. And then we'd been promising this woman, so we did go ahead and leave this morning, but I strongly considered just staying one more night, telling Joy, you know, asking Joy if we could just, spend one more night there. But then at the last minute, we'd already packed the car and it was time to go. So we're actually in Naperville. We just had lunch with a friend down here, and we're on our way to Michigan.
Yep, I'm just leaving Naperville after a breath session and heading back to my office. So I'm just looking to hear if there are callers and any feedback anybody wants to give about the wonderful week of workshops that you did in Woodstock, or anybody else who has questions about the new worksheet. I would imagine that that's stirring up some things for people.
Cool. And if you're in Naperville, are you anywhere near Stevens Restaurant on 63rd and 355?
Oh, no, I'm more than halfway home toward Crystal Lake.
Oh.
I'm heading back to see patients all afternoon.
Okay, I thought we might just get to hug your neck maybe, but okay. Well, I know Jeannie said she's got a hand up, so let's see who's on the phone. Jeannie?
Yes. It's area code, the other one disappeared, but we have another hand. So 417, you're on the air.
Hello, everyone. This is Magda in Missouri.
Well, hey there, young lady. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for inviting me to be part of the process. That was wonderful. And I look forward to using the new worksheet. So I'm outside painting the porch right now, so I won't be able to chit yet, but I'll put forth my question, request, and then I'll just listen offline, if that's okay.
Okay.
So, I would love it if you would go through an explanation that would be for someone brand new about Luca De Kucha, especially the feminine aspect of Luca De Kucha. That's my request.
Okay, cool.
Great, and I'll go ahead and mute. Thank you.
Okay. Well, delighted to do that. I mean, it's interesting. I just shared with Tim on the phone, I think it was yesterday, about an experience I had on Saturday of a really high energy boost and experience that I had during the Mind Shifters and Still Point Breathing workshop that gave me a whole new experience of Ruka Dukudja. So for those who are listening, those sound like kind of strange words. Ruka de what? In Aramaic, there's a term that describes the elemental forces, and the elemental forces in the ancient teachings are basically earth, air, fire, and water. And they were called elementals. And so every one of those elementals was called Ruka, or Rucha in Aramaic. And there was one particular elemental force that is designed for humans that was not very well known at the time. and it was called Ruka Tukudsu. More literally translated, if we look at the word translation, it doesn't give us the experience, but the word translation is a feminine elemental force designed for humans. It is she who breaks off the effect of our errors and teaches us the truth. So when I'm in the middle of a worksheet and I realize that I'm doing an issue that is perhaps 10 generations old in my bloodline, and I realize the minuscule amount of processing power that I have in my own mental faculties, how am I ever going to get through this issue? Well, the way I'm going to get through it is I recognize that there is a super processor, so to speak, Ruha, the Kudsha, that will help me if I invite her in to help. And so when I'm engaging in the forgiveness process, there's a power in me that has a much greater capacity to move energy than I do. In the Greek translations, to not allow that power to function through you or to guide you was called denial or blaspheming. So you'll remember they said the denial or blaspheming Ruha. The words that the Greeks translated it with, although it's so inaccurate, there's nothing about a disembodied spirit being, not a Holy Spirit, not a disembodied spirit being, but rather, in another sense, there is this energy of the wholeness that is available to us. If you think about the physicists and what they say about the universe, one of the later pieces coming out of the world of quantum physics is that every molecule in the universe is in continuous communication with every other molecule in the universe. And consider the whole idea of the ancient teaching about the Creator, and that the Creator is omnipresent. The Creator flows through all of the universe, is present in all of the universe at all time. And then you tie this in. This was all part of my experience. So it's interesting you asked this question so soon after this happened on Saturday. You'll remember in our conversations with Dale Allen Hoffman on Aramaic Fridays. By the way, he wasn't available this Friday, but he'll be with us next Friday. But you remember that we've been distinguishing between the masculine and the feminine. If the masculine is the manifest, that which is in so-called physical expression on this level of energy, and the feminine is that which is not manifest, but is rather moving through the energy field. So as with our example earlier, we talked about the tuning fork. So the tuning fork would be masculine. The frequency moving from one tuning fork to another that sets a second tuning fork into motion would be feminine. So when you think of the Creator as omnipresent throughout the universe, and you realize the physicists are discovering that every molecule in the universe is in continuous communication with every molecule in the universe, then you have a very good picture of the Father and the Spirit, the energy moving from the manifest. And then, if instead of being guided and driven, having our home in the space between our ears, our generational patterns, our hostilities, our fears, our rages, our guilts, our terrors, our traumas, if we have our home in those eternal forces, every molecule in the universe willing and ready to communicate with us and teach us, the manifest Father, through its Spirit, Ruha, is there to teach us and undo the effects of our errors. When we deny it, then we're stuck within our own limited energy system. The person who follows the Beatitude, and you'll recall we've talked about the Beatitudes, and the first one says, not those who are poor in spirit, but those whose home are in these eternal forces. So if you are living in the communication from one molecule to the other, and every molecule in the universe is in continuous communication with you, you are living in the eternal forces from the Creator. And the whole creation will heal you and teach you. If you are so stuck in being right that you're stuck in your own 9-bit mind, then you're not available to it, and that's called the denial of Ruka Dukuja. Now, they said in the Aramaic, or in the Greek translations, they translated that whole passage as being the unforgivable sin, this denial of these eternal forces that we live within. In the Aramaic, it doesn't say anything at all about it being there being such a thing as an unforgivable sin. What it says is denying the input of every molecule in the universe that will teach you is the error that will leave you unable to process your own insanity, and therefore you will be stuck in unforgiveness. That's kind of the long form of it. When you live in these eternal forces, they'll heal you, they'll move everything that needs to be moved, and the whole of the universe, the Father, will teach you. When you are a product of that interaction, rather than a product of your past in your mind, then you become the Son, the Trinity. Whole different level, because it's where you live. It's not about a religious belief system. It's a direct experience you can have. So that would be my latest take and understanding of Ruka Dukuja. And I hope that fits for you. And if you have any other thoughts or comments, then unmute and come back and play some more. I know you're painting, but that's okay. So any other thoughts on that, Malta? I guess not. So, Jeannie, Dr. Kim, do you have any thoughts?
I had to get down off the ladder. That was fantastic, Michael. And I think, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Okay.
Loud and clear.
Okay. I was just giggling because you're talking about all of us being connected at all times. So it's perfect that I asked that question today because you just had that experience. Don't you love it?
It was one of those experiences just light up my whole being. When I talked to Dr. Chu about it, he pinpointed, he saw it. He's like, oh, I know when that happened.
Yeah. It's wonderful. I loved your intro. I loved what Dr. Kim shared and your response, your explanation of Ruka Dukuja. And so I'm going to go back to painting and just enjoy the rest of the show. Thank you so much, Michael and Jeannie and Dr. Kim.
And again, thank you for your thoughtful response on the worksheet. I hope you've gotten the latest one off of the website. The one that I sent you last didn't end up being the latest. We actually, I think, did 8 more versions of it after we sent that one out the other night. So if you haven't jumped on the website yet, when you get a chance, go back, and Jeannie's got it right there on the homepage, and you'll see your changes in it. And thank you for that.
Great. It was a pleasure. And again, thanks for involving me in it. So I look forward to it. I haven't been spending much time on the computer lately because of want to use this wonderful weather while we have it for the painting project here. So I will go back to my work and enjoy the rest of the show with you. Blessings to all of you.
So are the project finished enough that you're going to get to put your boat in the water before winter comes?
I heard that that's possible. Yeah. We're hoping to do that soon, very soon. Yeah, before the water freezes over.
Well, we'll have fun.
Thank you so much. Thank you, dear. Okay.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
So, Jane, so am do you I have on any my thoughts on this?
Oh, go ahead, Tim.
I was just going to say that when you presented this to me the other day, it might have been just yesterday morning, one of the pieces that clicked in nicely for me had to do with saying, if I let this greater connection to every molecule in the universe teach me, if I let my connection to the Father teach me, it will birth my experience. And you had a quote from Yeshua, I can't quite remember how it went, but, you know, your Father is different than mine. The experience, the Father that's birthing my experience is this energy of love and creation and that whole mind. And what's birthing your experience is your 9-bit mind.
Yeshua, in that particular passage, is talking to a group of people who are functioning out of their intellects and the past. And he basically says, you know, we have different fathers. Your father is the liar. You live in the father of liars, and I live in the father of truth or love. And, you know, and our mind is always doing falsity, coming from what is in it at this moment from the past, because all it does is replicate. When you get the late, it's like, you know, getting the newest version of a program. If you're alive, living in eternal forces, you've always got the latest updated operating system. If you're 45 seconds behind, you've got an old operating system that may not apply to the current situation anymore. And when we're really, truly alive in the instant, literally every molecule in the universe, our link, our connection to it, the eternal forces from the Creator, will teach us. And we're not just stuck in our minds, which
creates
so much misinterpretation
and
damage. Well, thank you for being part of that, Tim. I'm here.
Yeah, that was it. That's the clarity I was looking for in the words. And if I let my connection to my source, which is always that love, acceptance, joy, creativity, and aliveness, if I let that birth my experience in each moment, I can't go wrong.
Yay. Well, any other thoughts in that regard, on that topic?
I'm good with that.
Well, let's check in with Jeannie. Jeannie, do you have any thoughts in there? Okay, but before we go to that, do you have any thoughts there, sweetie?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, let's go to our caller.
All right, area code 541, you're on the air.
Okay, so and then this is all about
541, you're on.
Yes. Okay, yeah, thank you. Thank
Julie,
you
are on the show. Julie, you're live.
Here. Okay,
Julie,
maybe they'll come
you are
back
on the air. Okay. So anything happening in the chat room, sweetie? Anybody else with a hand up?
No, we were just doing some general chatting in the chat room, and nobody else has their hand up. So there was I think it was area code 314 earlier, but they've taken their hand back down. So if you're still on there and you want to chat, press 1.
Anything happening in the chat room? We got just a few minutes left.
No, we were just kind of chatting back and forth. Lonnie Peace had already said before you did that all the molecules are in communication with each other. And so the conversation in the chat room is right along the same lines as what you were talking about.
Cool. Yeah, and it takes courage to come out of the past beliefs and to live in those eternal forces. It takes a lot of trust. And that's where, you know, for those who are in the fear mode, and when they do the personal code evaluation, we have that, the first thought is trust Ruka, trust those eternal forces. They will always steer you correctly. So our calling number is 646 800-400-4169. And if you have a question or comment for us, we've got about, oh, I don't know, 9 minutes left. So push one if you're in the phone queue. And, you know, if we'd have been having this conversation on a platform and you were at the workshop live, Kim, Jeannie, myself came down off the platform and finished that presentation, I know you'd be rushing over to ask one of us a question, or all three of us. And so, you know, even if you're a little bit shaky, you feel, oh, I get on the radio, my voice will, you know, fade. I don't know if I'll be able to speak properly. No. Just take a breath. Let go of that concern. Push one and ask your question. It's easy. We have this awesome community of support right here for everybody. So, Jeannie, do we have anything? Do you want to try Julie again?
She's not on there right now, so she must have got disconnected.
All right. Cool. Well, while we're waiting for someone to formulate their question and put a hand up, we'll just say that we're actually going to be off and doing some writing for the next 10 days or so. And then we'll be at the Spiritual Unity of Nations Conference in Grand Rapids, Michigan, 2 weeks from Sunday, or pardon me, Saturday. You can find that information on our website, www.whyagain.org. And then we'll finish on Saturday at Unity in Grand Rapids. We'll get in the van and we'll drive to Lansing. And we'll be doing a six-day free series of workshops. And then we'll be doing a Mind Shifters and Still Point Breathing workshop on Saturday in Lansing, Michigan. We'll have a couple of days off. And then we'll be heading to Pinckney, Michigan, where we'll do a 9-day codependence to interdependence intensive. So if you want to join us, we would be delighted to have you. That intensive will start on October the 31st. Codependence to interdependence intensive, we'll do the Why Is This Happening to Me Again workshop. We'll do healing through relationships. Communication, did you hear what I think I said? And codependence to interdependence. And so, if you want to join us, that'll be a 9-day residential. We've got an awesome, beautiful facility just a little southeast of Lansing, Michigan. You want to come and join us? We'd be happy to have you. Residential workshop. We'll be providing the food, the workshops, the workshop materials, everything totally and completely included. It'll be at a place called White Lodge. Beautiful building, old colonial-style building with huge pillars in front on a lake at White Lodge in Pinckney, Michigan. We'll be doing a fabulous fresh and raw food regimen for 9 days. You'll actually, as part of the intensive, get a chance to put your hands on the food to experience the preparation that's a little different than what the culture does. We won't cook anything for 9 days. And we'll do things like veggie burgers, we'll do spaghetti and meatballs, we'll do pasta. I mean, we just do such a wide variety of things that you can't imagine. In fact, we have people who are really dyed-in-the-wool meat eaters and eat virtually everything they eat cooked. And they eat this dietary regimen, and they're just like, oh my goodness, if I could eat like this at home, I never eat a dead animal again. This is awesome. I'm full. I've got more to eat than I need. I didn't think I'd be able to find enough. I thought when we were going to do this fresh and raw food, we'd be doing lettuce all week. And so we're going to be doing a fabulous food regimen. And what happens with that food regimen is that it vitalizes. And as you're vitalized and you're in a space with others who are doing their work and moving through the energetic patterns of the past in their lives, movement within you, the energy moving, the ability to connect on a broader level with this elemental force is enhanced immeasurably. And so we'll be having fun for that 9 days. Come and join us. In the meantime, our call-in number is 646-200-4169. And if you want to take your work to still another level, in April, I don't remember the dates offhand exactly, but April, we'll be doing a 20-day teacher training. The teacher training will consist of a 9-day, why is this happening to me again? That's a prerequisite for the actual teacher training. So people who have done the 9-day why in the past will be able to, without having to do the 9-day portion again, be able to do a 12-day teacher training. And anyone who comes and does the 12-day teacher training, we're doing a special offer where if you come as a participant in the 12-day teacher training, you can review the 9-day why for half price. So that makes for a pretty cool package and a pretty cool deal. And or if you want to do the whole teacher training, it's 20 days. And so we'd be delighted to have you join us for that. And that'll be in, we've got a beautiful hotel location. We'll be doing all of that awesome food, and we're adding a 3-day component to the teacher training that we've never done before. In the past, when we do the personal code evaluation, that's always been something that's been rather unwieldy to do because it's been a paper process where you have to have templates and booklets, and you know, we just never really made that available outside of our own classrooms. But now we're going to make this available to teachers, to others who want to use this personal code evaluation to help to pinpoint. Basically, what the personal code evaluation does is it breaks people's personal code, and the personal code is a personal set of rules that each person's mind uses to guide their lives, and it breaks that down into 10 areas. And the areas are things like stress management, love for others, love for self, love for truth, freedom from fear, freedom from hostility, love for laws of living, nutrition, digestion, toxicity, use of will, consistency or validity. So with this evaluation, teachers will be able to easily, when someone comes into a class, evaluate exactly what is going on for this person, and then be able to get them specific assignments for, okay, here's where you'll make your most gains by working in this arena. So somebody comes to, you know, a workshop and they go, oh, well, I don't know what I need to work on. You know, I'll just work on whatever's involved. Whereas now we can say, ah, the place where you'll make the gains is in love for self. That's where your challenge is. So we'll give you assignments, specific assignments. So we're going to be doing a 3-day training on interpreting that and using that with people during the teacher training. So anyone who cares to join us, we'd be delighted to have you. And we're down to just a few seconds, so we'll just invite you to bring a stranger to the show tomorrow. You want to open and share the work and learn the work on a whole other level, share it with somebody else, and create the best year yet of your eternal life. It's an awesome gift to give the world, because when you do, you set up, just like that tuning fork, a different resonance than the insanity of the world. It's what the world needs more than anything. We appreciate you. Have a blessed day. The best year yet of your eternal life.
Thank you for listening to Mind Shifters Radio with the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice, and his wife, Jeannie, who present the internal Aramaic process of forgiveness. Michael and Jeannie are here every Monday through Friday on Earth Angels Radio. For more on Michael and Jeannie, please visit www.whyagain.com. That's www.whyagain.com.
Evolving continuously.